A lot of course, news coverage being made with the official budget proposal from Governor Whitmer. We'll actually get into a specific portion of it next hour. I think it's safe to say, from all the attention being paid, the gas tax really got a lot of the attention and is still being talked about. And
right.
We'll formulate that into an online poll next hour. One thing I just wanted to reference at this particular time, because this was also a big portion, and we had some of the callers. You were sitting for our Lewis yesterday, Pat, and
yeah.
You know, a couple of callers made this, and you made this reference too, of a campaign promise of repealing the pension tax.
Yes.
Which apparently she says is going to happen.
Yeah, at least in her budget, yes.
Yeah. And it's interesting because that, as I understand it, is about a intake of $300 million.
Right.
So, of course, the question is, okay, if you're going to eliminate that, how do you make up for it?
Right, right.
If I understand correctly, the proposal is to replace the revenues that would go away from the repeal of the pension tax by taxing businesses exempted from the corporate income tax, something that was implemented by Governor Snyder back in his administration.
Yep.
Now, this is where it gets interesting as far as how these things play out. And I've done from the Associated Press stories, I've seen stories from both the big, online sources of the Free Press and News and things like that. As I understand it correctly, here's how it's going to work. The corporate income tax will be a 6% tax, applying only to C corporations. Thousands of other Michigan businesses known as S corporations or pass-through corporations, including partnerships and LLCs, were exempted from the tax. Owners of those types of businesses now will be taxed only once, but it would be at the 6% income tax rate rather than the personal income tax rate of 4.25% as it is now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And by the way,
I think I'm getting this, yeah.
The first $50,000 will be exempt.
Hey.
And state taxes paid on those types of businesses would be deductible on federal income tax returns. Got all that?
I think.
It's expected that this new expanded business taxation would replace about $280 million a year of the $300 million missing. Of course, this is all averages. They always talk about averages.
I know this is radio, but do you have pictures for me? That would help.
And that's why I brought it up. Because, if you're involved in this as a tax preparer, you would understand. Obviously, if you're a business person, you're going to understand,
yes,
too.
Yes, right, right.
But this is the way taxes are that happen, though. I mean, there's all the things that always go on, whether it's a tax increase or a tax cut, whatever it is. There's always so many nuances that sometimes it's hard to follow along.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, I think what her budget is trying to do is take some of the burden off individuals, right, by repealing the pension tax, which was never really that popular.
No, no, it
never
wasn't.
Really was. So I think she's trying to do that and then, trying to find ways to recover some of the costs that we're going to need since we have to have a balanced budget here in Michigan.
Now, referring to the individuals, by the way, because, there's always going to be the pros and cons. There are many people, in fact, on average, again, it's the averages you talk about.
Yeah.
It says here that if this is something that actually does take place, because, this is just the proposed budget.
It's just the proposal, right.
It says more than 400,000 Michigan families would save an average of $800 per year. So that's significant.
That is, yeah.
Now, there is a state senator, a Republican, who is questioning what's going on. He's just suggesting this. He says, here's my problem with this. He says, I've got a 71-year-old father, a dairy farmer, who does not earn a pension and must pay full taxes on his income. So he's saying that while you're trying to help those out in one way, my father is not getting help out because he doesn't have a pension, but he's still going to face full taxes on his income. Is there anything we can do about that? So,
sure, that'll be looked at.
They'll be all, all part of the negotiation process is coming forth now.
Right. I don't think this one's going to be finished by June.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I don't see
that's right. We got so used to, Governor Snyder pushing those through to get done by June.
Right.
As you said, it has to be a balanced budget because of the rules.
No, I don't see that one happening this year, especially with this gas tax, especially with the rise in funding for education.
It's a whole other
thing. And then, like you said, look at this. You just had one state senator say, well, what about my grandfather and others like him? And well, that's going to be looked at. I mean,
The Small Business Administration is going to come out, and they're not going to be happy with that.
Right, yep.
So,
yep. Yes, I know. Although there are some business groups that have came out in favor yesterday for the gas tax.
I think the Chamber of Commerce did.
Chamber of Commerce, yeah. Yeah, was one of them. Which, yeah, it's...
the process is underway.
Right, yeah, right, yeah.
So get ready for the ride, folks. Again, all the analysis and such coming forth. Later on this morning, I believe Bill Hobson is sitting in for Art Lewis today. I think he's going to have some references to the budget proposals now that they're officially out. And if I'm not mistaken, Michael Percher in the newsroom is supposed to have a brief conversation with Governor Whitmer this morning as well.
Oh, very good. Which, very good.
I believe we're going to have that during that Hobson program at 9 o'clock in for Art Lewis.
There was one quick note, though, from the presentation yesterday that the governor and her budget people were giving. I can't remember the last time or if it's ever happened where I saw somebody, a budget expert, say, look, if we can't do this gas tax, we looked at doing it by raising the income tax, didn't think anybody wanted that. We looked at maybe raising the business, the corporate tax, didn't think anybody really wanted that, but we did look at other areas to try to raise money for the roads. This is the best we could come up with. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
No, yeah, it's and again, for all the things that were done and all the other aspects of it, that seemed to garner the attention because that was such a big one.
Yeah, absolutely.